Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. So some gladsome tidings for Saudi Arabians in that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia shall host the Football World Cup in 2034. Male World Cup, I should say, okay? We have to give the Ladies World Cup equal status. I would say Boys World Cup because I like saying boy and girl when people are well into their 20s or 30s or whatever. I like the Italian attitude. They call you boy or girl unless you're blatantly old. But then if I say boys, you might think I really mean like under 18s. So it was a contentious decision that FIFA made. Fédération Internationale de Foot Association. FIFA with its headquarters in Zurich, Switzerland. So because there's only one other bidder for the 2034 World Cup, and that was Australia. And the Commonwealth of Australia withdrew. That's obviously coming hard on the heels of Melbourne, Australia, saying they're not going to host the next Commonwealth Games, which may yet sound the death knell, the Commonwealth Games. But that's another video. So it's a contentious decision. Qatar all hosted the Football World Cup last November. But people say it's got a bad human rights record. It's a dictatorship. It's a financial backer of Hamas and so on. It's caused all these revolutions in the Arab Spring, despite being more or less an autocracy itself. Now, Saudi Arabia is largely autocratic. They do have some sort of elected majlis these days. Women were given the right to drive only about 10 years ago. Women drivers. Actually, women statistically are safer than men. And that system, the Guardian system, whereby women require permission to do this and that, has only just been relaxed. They've only just allowed cinemas back. So it is at least moving in the right direction. Perhaps that ought to be rewarded. It'll open up in Qatar. Same-sex relationships were illegal. But of course, if boys and girls aren't going to mingle, allowed to mingle with each other until marriage, what do you expect? It's going to happen. Situational homosexuality. Likewise in Saudi Arabia. But they have a lot of beheadings. Now, I don't support the death penalty, and beheadings perhaps less painful than, you know, these executions in the USA with drugs which slowly asphyxiate people. You can't see it because they're paralyzed. You can't see their pain, but apparently it's horrific. It doesn't sort of hide the brutality of it. A single scimitar stroke to the nape of the neck should do the trick. But, you know, I don't support capital punishment. They often don't have fair trials. Extensive torture is well documented. They're fighting in Yemen. Admittedly, they're propping up the lawful government of Yemen against the Houthi rebels, but many, many civilians killed there. Is it malice? Some people say malevolence, partly because the Houthis are Shia, the other Islamic denomination, but some people it's just incompetence. And in Saudi Arabia, it's all about, you know, bloodlines, your ancestry. Someone said to me the fundamental distinctions, they don't perceive people as individuals, but being part of a clan, which is high status or low status or an ally, an enemy or whatever. And so people can get their promotion on the basis of their social standing, not their skills or whatever. I've heard of British Army officers interacting with them, saying someone who's a relatively junior rank, he'll be the spokesman for the group simply because he's from a high status family. Even the people in the military rank structure above him, I really don't get it. Maybe misunderstood their whole social setup there. I mean, I spent 7 years there, but I was little. So FIFA's glad that a Middle Eastern country is going to host it again. A Muslim country is going to host it again. And Saudi Arabia certainly has the dosh for it. It's a large country in area. But there's no free speech there. Criticism of the king is absolutely not allowed. Non-Muslim worship is criminalized. Obviously, you can't proselytize for any other religion and so on. But anyway, they've had more freedom than they've ever had. So perhaps they ought to be given a bit of encouragement, even cajolement. Some people say this is sports washing. Now, they might have to clean up their act in when this comes. And yeah, Qatar, they said, oh, yes, you'll be allowed alcohol, the World Cup. But days before, they said, no alcohol or no World Cup. Which you prefer? We've said, okay, no alcohol. We can't cope with that. And Saudi Arabia is much bigger in area and population and can easily build the stadiums, fund it. That's a good thing because the major Western countries have all hosted the Football World Cup. And as their economies are smarting, they're not keen to do so again. You know, Spain, Italy, Germany, England, the USA, where else could possibly host it that hasn't hosted it already? You know, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, maybe not really a Western country. They've all hosted it. Some have hosted it a few times, and they're just not willing to splash out anymore. The Saudi Arabians are a positive image for them. And they've opened to tourism just a few years ago. I think it was about 2016. Previously, you're going to go there to work. or on business trip, or Hajj or Umrah, you know, one of the Muslim pilgrimages to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. So some countries said this is really inapposite. You shouldn't give it to such a country with such an abysmal human rights record. Saying we're not being anti-Saudi Arabian, obviously they're plenty of good Saudi Arabians. We're just saying that that the government is bad to its people. And, you know, the murder of Jamal Khashoggi is just the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, Saudi Arabia's got its own football league. They are paying telephone number salaries to get people there, to get really world-class players to go there. Being holding Formula One and things like that. So it's part of these, this record of authoritarian regimes like Azerbaijan hosting sports competitions to try and improve their reputation. And the news came on Friday night, something which is haram, forbidden as well. So Saudi Arabia's public investment fund is very involved in football. They own Newcastle United, which they bought 2 years ago, that English football club. But people say it's played havoc with European football leagues, the Saudi Arabians snapping up the best players to play for Al Ahli, Al Hilal, Al Ittihad, Al Nasr, Al Ahli, which is like domestic team, Al Ittihad Union, and so forth. Right, they've hosted golf tournaments as well. So that's it. And I think it is going to go ahead. There were other controversies in Qatar, as in some of these guest workers from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, having to work outside in scorching hot temperatures, you know, without adequate AC to go into, not enough breaks or water, and driven very hard, very lax health and safety standards. Many of them died as a result. Real exploitation, pointed one, promised one contract and the salary, paid half that, paid in arrears, no right to strike, trade unions not allowed, and you can be kicked out of the country. Your sponsor takes your passport. There is no labor court. The law is completely on the side of the employer. There are really no employees' rights. And if you don't like it, you can be back to South Asia. We can get a plane load of laborers to replace you tomorrow. So not saying that all Saudi Arabians are bad by any means or exploitative, and some of them would also be outraged by this. And okay, not every accusation is true. Anyway, so move on to something completely different. My shoes, you know, so parsimonious. I hate waste. So I have to say bye-bye to these shoes, which has served me faithfully for many years. Well, not that many years. But anyway, look at them. Nice slip-on shoes. But look, the soles are wearing away. So, you know, that's got to go. No point in having it replaced because though you can see the rubber, you know, you get something stuck on, it'd be cheaper to just buy new. So that's it. Oh, well. So goodbye-bye, leather shoes. Bye-bye. Always like to say farewell to some of my items. I'm chucking them out. And what do you think with the sound quality of this microphone I'm using it now? Is it much higher quality? So do let me know in the comments below. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon today on PayPal because there are thousands of fantastic videos and articles behind the paywall, and donate with enormous generosity on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.